We continue to pray for the education focus. Today we're praying about the Bring Your Own Bible Day. Every year they'll focus on the family sponsors it. It's a Live It challenge, as they describe it, and this year it'll be held on Thursday, October 1st. According to their webpage, Bring Your Bible to School Day is an annual celebration that empowers Christians to live out their faith. It only takes two simple steps. Bring your Bible and share what God's Word means to you. Their theme this year is inspired by Psalm 119, verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to God's Word. That doesn't need to be only in schools. Consider taking your Bible to work, to a restaurant, to a cafe, to a park. Let's let the world know we believe in God's Word and don't want to hide it, and we're not ashamed of it. Last year in 2025, 10,000 churches got involved. Over 1,325,000 participated. That's more than 100,000 from the year before. 70,000 schools were represented. But they don't stop there. They encourage people to bring your Bible not only to school that day, to work, and everywhere else you go, like a restaurant, even a doctor's office. Whatever you do that day, will you join Bring Your Bible Along? For more information, you can go to Focus on the Family and sign up. So, Father, we just lift up this amazing annual celebration. We thank you that your word is honored once a year, that it is encouraged to bring our Bibles to the places that we go frequently. And since we're praying about education, boy, do the campuses need it. So, Father, we pray your word will come. People will have a physical Bible to bring, that they will not be ashamed of it, that they will not be pushed back for bringing it, that they would be allowed legally to do so, that they would get support from parents and staff, that they would get enough information out to let people know that about this particular day, and that others would bring their Bibles to work or restaurants or their off the medical office, and behave in a Christ-like manner, is so that the Bible will have a better representation, that we would be ambassadors of Christ, that there would be a larger turnout and support in schools, churches, and organizations than last year, that people seeing the Bible would be curious and ask questions, that there would be healthy conversations and open dialogue. Students would know their rights if questioned. We pray for their protection, for their purpose, curiosity, that they would have the answers or would look it up. And we thank you, Father, for this opportunity to brag about your word that you have given us. And we are so grateful for it, that we can run to it and learn from it and live by it. There is so much good in your word. As we know, it revives, it gives life, it speaks, convicts, it builds truth, it encourages, it gives hope, and so much more. And we're so grateful for it. May we take this day to honor your word, in Jesus' name.